Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
But before we get to that...
Reedy's Mail.
Part of the Triple M NRL family and from the Australian Brent Reed. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, gents.
Reedy, we know you've been eye to the ground, ear to the ground, and nose to the ground, especially with your family away on holidays.
Get off the ground, Reedy.
Get off the ground, brother. what's making news this Thursday evening?
Well, we'll leave Dave for feet aside, shall we? Because we'll talk about him, and there's been enough said about Dave. Look, obviously, Canterbury, there's lots going on at Canterbury at the moment. There's a meeting tomorrow. I believe the coaching situation will be discussed. I don't think we'll get a resolution tomorrow, I think, but a decision on Dean Pay is imminent. There's no doubt about that. I think it'll be in the next week or two. There's a bit of a whisper going around today that they might look at giving him one more year. And the reason for that is in 12 months' time, you've got Bellamy, Bennett, Green, Fitzgibbon would be available in a year's time. So there was a suggestion today that maybe they'd look at giving him an extra year just because all those other coaches are on the market in a year's time. Now, I'd be surprised by that, to be honest, but that was doing the rounds today. As I said, I expect a resolution on this pretty soon. I'll talk about it tomorrow, but there will be no resolution, as I understand it, tomorrow, but it's coming and it's close. I still think they'll probably make the decision to go in another direction at the end of the year, but as I said, a little whisper today that maybe they're looking, there could be a one-year extension on the table.
MG, do you think that's the smart decision to extend Dean Pay so that they can have a crack at one of the big dogs?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Look, who knows? Dean Pay might surprise us all. And like they did last year, in the last 6 weeks of the competition, they showed that they're a decent rugby league team. Mm. With a couple of assets, they would be a lot better team, obviously. But I think it's a smart move on the Bulldog side because if the Dean Pay they'll win both ways because if they Dean Pay does go well they might sign him for another couple of years but if he doesn't well they've got the luxury of having really their pick of coaches who they want and I don't know Reedy who would you go after if you were the Bulldog board.
Well, the other name that's getting thrown around now is Kevvy Walters. Every name's been linked with that job. I'd be after a Bennett or a Bellamy. Look, Bellamy said he's going to retire at the end of next year, so Craig won't be going there. I think that the concept of Wayne and McGuinness as a tandem has obviously been floated. And I think Wayne's still an attractive proposition to players. And Mick's obviously a smart guy, so... that would be attractive if I was a Bulldogs person. But as I said, I'd be surprised they went there. I'd be surprised if Dean's there next year. But I'm just saying there's a whisper today that that's a possibility. So as I said, we'll know pretty soon. We'll know within the next week or two who's going to be there. Well, whether Dean will be their coach next year. Yeah. But, aside from those guys, I think Craig Fitzgibbon's the next guy off the rank. And you're going to have to wait 12 months for Craig. He's not going to be available at the end of this year. So it makes a little sense if you've decided to go the Craig Fitzgibbon route.
All right. Well, another team that might be in the hunt for Craig Fitzgibbon, I know Andrew Johns thinks he should go and coach there, the St. George Illawarra Dragons. They take on the Seagulls this Sunday to finish round 9. Moses Suli is the talking point amongst these two clubs, though. Obviously, he's at the Seagulls. He signed with the Dragons. Mm. Then he's done what's becoming a classic NRL backflip, and he's decided to stay at the Seagulls.
Well, it's a bit of a grudge match, this. It's sort of disappeared off the radar, the Moses Suli thing. But, yeah, the Dragons were right in for Moses Suli to the point where it was announced, one journo announced the deal was done. Now, obviously, got denied at the time and subsequently... Manly signed him. And at that point, they said, look, we've re-signed Moses Suli. He's rejected the Dragons. Now, the Dragons are at pains to point out, they say they pulled their offer off the table. So they're not happy about the way Manly carried on about it. And when they re-signed him, they say it was a bit disingenuous that they actually weren't in the mix for Moses anymore. So there's a little bit of bad blood there. I think there's some guys who've got some points to prove. A guy like Ewan Aiken, who's off contract at the end of the year and probably would have had to have made way for Moses Suli. He's got a point to prove on Sunday.
Well, it's a bit of he said, she said, and the best thing about rugby league is you get to fight out on the footy field and may the better team win. But a bit of a subplot for this game against the Parramatta Eels and Newcastle Knights with the coaches.
It's really interesting, this one. It's a bit of a feel-good story because Brad Arthur, when he was he first stopped playing, or sorry, he was still playing when he left Penrith, he went to play at Bateman's Bay. And he was captain coach, and he coached Adam O'Brien.
Oh,
Wow. Then when he went to Cairns, he took Adam O'Brien up there after a couple of years to go up there with him. Then he came and lived in Brisbane. Adam O'Brien actually lived in his house for a while. Then when Brad got the job in Melbourne, as Melbourne under-20s coach, he brought Adam O'Brien down to be his assistant. So, you know, Brad's opened a lot of doors for Adam over the years. Adam's actually godfather to one of his children.
Oh, wow.
So, they've got a really tight relationship. So it's a bit of a, as you said, MG, a bit of a subplot. A feel-good subplot to the game.
And you know what? The game needs it. We need subplots that are feel-good.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Yeah, that's
And, I mean, you know, obviously two great coaches and two guys are doing a great job at the moment, right, and two good teams. So it's worked out well for everyone.
Well, we spoke to Adam O'Brien a couple of days ago on the show, and I'll tell you what, what an impressive guy. Doesn't say much and got that real country drawl, but you can tell... Even by his antics in the box, that he's got a little bit of Craig Bellamy in him, and he's been under Trent Robinson, so he's been under the best. And now that he's telling us about Brad Arthur, wow, what an apprenticeship he served!
Yeah, he's a cracking bloke, Adam. He's a good country boy. I think his dad owns the pub or owned the pub in Bateman's Bay, and you know, he comes from good stock, Adam. So he's doing a great job. Good fella.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Oh, you. Yes. You're off your head today.
How long you had that sitting there? Oh,
I typed in Godfather to the system and I got those two things. Brent Reed, outstanding as always. We thank you for your time. Enjoy your weekend of football and we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, guys.